And we're turning now to Texas, where it's about to get even easier to carry a gun. The legislature has just passed two bills that will expand the rights of gun owners, and Governor Greg Abbott is promising he'll sign them into law. The first law will make it legal to carry concealed weapons in public colleges and universities. Right now, it's already legal to have concealed weapons in many outdoor spaces, but the new law will allow guns in dorms and classrooms with some restrictions. The second bill says that Texans with concealed carry permits can also now wear their guns openly, wear them in holsters out in public. Ben Philpott is a political reporter for Here and Now, contributor KUT. He's been following all this. And Ben, I'm sure some of our listeners are surprised to find out that Texas is one of only six states that had a ban on open carry. So we'll get to that in a minute. But let's start with the campus carry law. What exactly does it allow?
Well, we have a concealed handgun license permit here in Texas, and if you have that permit already, which includes training and background check and other things, if you have that, you would be allowed to bring that concealed carry weapon onto a college campus into buildings that you haven't been able to before then. The state campuses would be able to pick areas of the campus that they don't want people to have guns, but this does open it up to much more of the campus.
Right. This is why some supporters of gun rights say this is a defeat, because colleges can opt to have some gun-free zones on their campuses. But also, it's 21 and older, right? So that
yes.
eliminates a lot of students.
That's right. I mean, this is essentially looking at, you know, maybe grad students, employees on the campus, or as the debate went in the Texas Senate, maybe it's the parents of a child bringing them into school. They're saying, look, the parent doesn't have to leave their gun in the car when they just go visit their kid in the dorm room.
Okay. And now the second bill, it allows handguns to be carried, you know, out in the open in a holster as opposed
That's right.
to concealed. And as I said, I know I was surprised to hear that Texas is one of only six states that had this ban. So tell us about the change.
Well, this again goes back to that concealed handgun permit. If you have that, you now, instead of carrying your handgun concealed, can put it in a holster and carry it around in the places where you would have been able to bring that concealed handgun. Although there are private businesses who have already said that, you know, they're not interested in having that on their grounds. You had a lot of protests over this past year with people openly carrying rifles, which are already legal here in Texas, into places like Chipotle, other restaurants, and the restaurants saying, well, that's it. We're not going to allow that anymore. I would assume that would also go for the handguns.
Well, police were also upset about it, police groups, because they wanted to be able to approach somebody who had a gun and ask them, do you have a license for that? Did they get that right in the final bill?
As far as the police officers are concerned, yes, they got that right. That was a last-second attempt to make it so that, yeah, you could not walk up to somebody and ask them whether or not they had the permit to openly carry. It was a weird mix of urban Democrats who were saying, look, if there's a white guy and a black guy openly carrying a gun, who do you think the police are going to stop? They wanted the, you know, not they didn't want police to come and harass people.
Maybe stupid question. When you can open carry, does that mean you can just carry a gun in your hand?
No, it does need to be holstered. I think, as I told someone earlier,
What's
you know, if you
outside?
Just walk around with a gun in your hand, that's a good way to get shot by somebody.
Okay. Ben Philpott, political reporter for KUT in Austin. We understand legislators there, Ben, we're very happy that they pushed these bills through by and large.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is a conservative state with a vast conservative majority, Republican majority. This was a campaign issue for the lieutenant governor and many other people in the legislature. And after years of trying, they were finally able to get this through.
We'll keep an eye on this. Ben, thank you.
Thank you.